And at this time in our pregame show, we're visiting with Sandhills Thetford coach Tyson Cox, who joins us. Coach, it's been a long time since Sandhills Thetford has had to try to rebound after a regular season loss. You played a really good Hitchcock County team over the weekend on the road, suffered your first loss of the season. Can you just talk about how the kids have responded from that? Have you seen a good response, especially mentally, from the kids this week?
Yeah, we really have. But they showed up for film yesterday, and they were pretty dialed in. It was quiet. You could tell that they had stuff on their mind. They're going to be ready, I think.
Of course, when we think about the teams of the last 2-3 years, you had guys graduate and move on from those teams. So you've got a lot of young guys, new guys stepping into new roles. Can you just talk a little bit about those guys and how some of them have been able to settle into their roles, and has it been a good transition and process for them?
You know, our line has quite a bit of experience, but our backfield is all new. So we have a new starting quarterback this year, and fullback and tailback. And I thought against Burwell, they did really well. They come out and our offense clicked pretty well. Hitchcock County they were a tough team. So, you know, I think they're going to be all right.
Let's talk about some of the guys you got returning. You talked about experience coming back on the line. Who are some of the guys you're leaning on for leadership this year?
Andrew Furrow has stepped up as a leader a lot this year. He's doing pretty good. Zeb Wild, he's a real talented kid, and he's taken on a good leadership role as well.
Tyson, you talked about some of the, you know, new guys stepping in. I know that with that just comes a striving for consistency. And I love talking to coaches about that, because I know being consistent is one of the main things in football from week in to, you know, and week out. How do you go about building consistency? Is it just repetition on things in practice, or how do you guys try to coach that?
Yeah, pretty much we do a lot of the same things every day in practice. You know, we have a lot of time set aside to work on individual skills and our fundamentals, and that's the base of it, I guess.
What has been the focus for you guys in practice this week as you prepare for Friday?
Mainly is being consistent and physical on the line, right on the line of scrimmage. That's where Hitchcock was so strong at, and that's where we need to be. We need to be more ready, I guess, and ready to be physical and bring it every play.
Tyson, in football, we hear the term identity all the time. Do you feel like there is an identity starting to form with this group for Sandhills Thetford?
I don't know. It's pretty early right now. You know, I think we're going to see where we lean on some more of the quarterback run, the dual threat stuff, where we're going to probably run the quarterback more and then try to throw out of that some.
Tyson, talk about your opponent on Friday. Twin Loops off to a good start. They're 2-0. Just talk about your preparation for them, and what will it take for Sandhills Thetford to be successful on Friday?
Well, we'll have to be assignment sound. They will be in the right spot all the time. They're well coached. They will be ready. We just got to make sure we're at the right spot and do our job.
Well, we appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your schedule to visit with us, and we look forward to covering the Knights through the season, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
All right, thank you.
That's Coach Tyson Cox joining us on our pregame show.